Welcome to the Gripcast Gymnastics Unfiltered. I'm your host, Tamil Jones. This is our platform to where we can discuss the ins and outs of everything gymnastics and in life. We would like to thank our sponsors, Anchor, Gymnast United, Inc., Samity Divine Medicine, and Pope Counseling Center for supporting this podcast. We'll be reading from the 365-day devotional, Jesus Calling, Enjoying Peace in His Presence by Sarah Young. Thank me for the conditions that are requiring you to be still. Do not spoil these quiet hours by wishing them away, waiting impatiently to be active again. Some of the greatest works in my kingdom have been done with sick beds and prison cells. Instead of resting the limitations of a weakened body, search for my way in the midst of these very circumstances. Limitations can be liberating when your strongest desires is living close to me. Quietness and trust enhance your awareness of my presence with you. Do not despise these simple ways of serving me. Although you feel cut off from the activity of the world, your quiet trust makes a powerful statement in spiritual realms. My strength and power show themselves most effective in weakness. Isaiah 30, verse 15 says, "This is what the Sovereign Lord, the Holy One of Israel, says. In repentance and rest is your salvation. In quietness and trust is your strength. But you would have none of it." We're going to talk about unpredictable circumstances on today. If you're young or old, you're always going to have something that happens unexpectedly. So today we're going to give you four helpful ways to maneuver through those things that happen. Again, unpredictable circumstances. First of all is acceptance. Whatever is going on in your life that has challenges, you're going to have to come in terms of knowing and accepting what has happened. And that's very difficult to do because the first thing we're thinking about is, why is this happening to me now? It could be a bad day, bad timing. But unfortunately, things like this happens all the time. So the very first thing is just allowing you to accept this is going on. What are the next steps? What am I going to do next? And also knowing that when things like this happens, it's out of your control. As people, we try to control every single thing in our life. And sometimes we have to sit back and acknowledge that there are things that are going to happen that it's out of our control. Once again, first step is just acceptance of what is happening. The next step is thinking through the situation. Of course, the first step, again, was accepting it. But the second one is just not to act on it quickly. You really want to logically think through what is going on and what is the safest step to take next. What makes sense in that moment? Try not to react out of emotion just because of the unpredictable circumstance. Really logically think it all the way through. Don't jump to the worst. Really try to think positive, even though this could be the worst thing that's happened or happening during your day. Try to think logically. Pray for guidance, especially if you are a spiritual person. This is the time to really think of your faith and asking, Lord, I need your guidance right now. I'm stressed out. I need your guidance to think logically through this situation. So think through your situation. Try not to just act on your emotions. We're going to come back after our sponsors to talk about the two other things regarding unpredictable circumstances. We'll return in a moment. Welcome back to the Gripcast Gymnastics Unfiltered. I'm your host, Tamil Jones. Before the break, we were talking about unpredictable circumstances. We're giving you four helpful tips on how to maneuver through unpredictable circumstances. The first two tips were, one was acceptance, and two was thinking through the situation. Number three is talking to a trusted person. When unpredictable circumstances happen, of course, your emotions are going to be on high. Your anxiety and stress level is going to be high. And sometimes talking to someone can help. But I do want to guide you to talk to the right person that can give you some sound advice. If it's a trusted family member, friend, therapist, counselor, teacher, remember, this is a trusted person that you can confide in, that you can tell them what is going on with your life, and they will be respectful. They will listen clearly and precisely through your situation that you can get some serious help from. So make sure you choose someone that has some great wisdom and guidance to help you through this unpredictable circumstance. The last one is, even though you're going through this unpredictable circumstance, it can be a learning experience. You may not understand it at the moment when you're going through it, but when you look back at it, you can, from any circumstance, that good or bad, that you've learned something out of it, even if it's tragic. You can be stronger from the situation, just growing as a person, you know, learning from mistakes and moving forward to a better future is what we all want. And at the end of the day, through those challenges, you will learn something and you will be productive moving forward out of it. So trust yourself that you can go through this moment that you're having. Don't let this moment be so devastating in your life that it pulls you backward instead of forward. Trust in yourself that you'll get through it. And remember, at the end of the day, you're going to learn from it. And I know that's hard to accept, but remember, the first key tip that we did give you is accepting what is going on, sitting in that reality in the now, and how you're going to move forward in a positive and healthy way. No matter if you are a person that is athletic or not, you're going to go through unpredictable circumstances throughout your life. Everyone does, and everyone will experience this throughout your entire life. You just need to know how to cope with it and how to accept it and how to move forward from it. So I hope today will give you some helpful guidance through unpredictable circumstances that may happen throughout your life. Again, those four helpful tips that we give you: one, acceptance; two, thinking through that situation clearly; don't jump to the worst thing or conclusions, really think clearly through it; three, talk with a trusted person that you can gain some wisdom from that will give you helpful tips on how to maneuver through the circumstances. And the last but not least is taking this experience and learning from it. Remembering, this is a learning opportunity. How can I gain from this? How can I be a better person from this circumstance? So thank you for listening on today. We want to thank our sponsors once again, Anchor, Gymnast United, Inc., Samedi Divine Medicine, and Pope Counseling Center for supporting this podcast. Have a wonderful day. Thank you for listening every single week. Once again, go to the Gymnast United store at www.gymnastunitedstore.org and order awesome gymnastics accessories. It is a 501c3 organization. It's a nonprofit. Thank you for supporting us each and every week. Have a blessed week. Thank you for listening to the Gripcast Gymnastics Unfiltered. Thank you.